where they can take them 1 week at a time through the 52 and let 52 of them be gone instead of all of them going at one time.
Well, I agree with that. That's just Japanese trip is something special, which is what caused the problem.
What do you think,
Mr. President, with all due respect, sir, I think if they have another press conference like the last one, it would be a mistake and would not help the image you're trying to, you're worried about in the country.
You mean like when we read the Panama Statement?
No, I mean like the one last Saturday morning. Because I guess the press, they were not very impressed with that.
What was wrong with it?
Well, the opening statement wasn't really a statement. It was just sort of a general talk. And then as you say, you didn't have anything specific to announce.
No, but the
questions to answer, so they sort of went away to the pitch. Get much out of it.
Well, they're the ones to ask the questions, and I want you to be available to see them, and I'm not supposed to write it for them, am I?
Well, you think so sometimes.
Well, do we want to do that tomorrow? Do we want to say you get your questions so you'll be satisfied with what you ask, and I'll answer what you ask?
Well, I'd like to make sure that we had, first of all, that we were sufficiently prepared for it, and secondly, I think I agree with you it's better to have something reasonably important that you can announce at the outset, which sets the tone for the rest of the conference.
Yeah. Well, you see if you can find that today. I think that I have asked McNamara as soon as this coup took place to not sit on his tail for another 2 months like we did after the last coup, and that the Vietnam runners in caves will let us sit back and get back pretty quick. And he has asked Wallace and Harkins to move with Pollen out there and to get word back to us in 24 hours, so we may have something to announce there.
That'd be just the right kind of thing to have.
If you can find anything that you could think of in state that would be helpful, I think that would be good.
Okay.
But I'm not very impressed with it. I'm afraid that April Harriman's a little unhappy and dissatisfied with the way the administration's going, and he's kind of molding some of this pain. And I wish we could take him in a little more, because he's contacting a lot of people.
I'm sorry to hear that. That's true, because he's one of the best men we have over there as far as new ideas go.
Well, I don't get any from him. And if you can get some from him, we could use him tomorrow if you've got any. I think that he's a little bit unhappy with what we're going from the things I hear.
Okay.
Yeah.